Oh boy, welcome! I'm glad you're here. Today I wanted to talk about taking the high road and how taking the high road is its own reward. That seems like a simple thing, but in today's world it can be almost revolutionary. This came up because this week a friend of mine came over to me and he said, hey, can I talk to you? I just kind of had a situation happen. And what had happened was, he lives across the street from a parking lot where a group of people, or a company that does these bike tours around town, does their loading and unloading. And the reason why people take a bike tour, it's this big bike that's all connected, and so you can drink while you're doing it. So people do bar, you know, they just get wasted. And, you know, as sometimes, you know, alcohol does to people, they get loud and unruly and obnoxious. And so my friend, B, he went, and when he saw the owner of the, you know, doing a setting up for their next group, went over and said, hey, hi, you know, I'm B, I live right here. And I was wondering if you could maybe, you know, steer people to being a little bit more quiet. You know, it is kind of a nuisance when we have to listen to that all the time. And, you know, and maybe even consider loading someplace that's a little farther from residential areas. And the person's like, oh, okay. And then 3 hours later, a bike tour was done for their drink-a-thon. And as they were unloading, my friend was outside watering his plants. And apparently the owner had said something like, hey, keep it down. That guy over there gets upset or something. And so these drunk people start yelling at him. That's a guy party pooper! And he's like, me? What? So he walked over to talk to the owner and was like, see, this is kind of what I was talking about. You know, like, this is a little bit, you know, over the... And this now group of 12 people, drunk, starts yelling, scrapper, you party pooper, you will get a bit. And my friend is like, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get a solution here. And they start screaming at him. Somebody gets up in his face, you know, and of course he's like, you know, adrenaline, but just like trying to be as calm as possible. And just took in all of this aggression, trying to do his best to just like take the high road. And basically, you know, the owner was like, look, what am I supposed to do? These are my patrons, you know, I can't control them. And it was very unsatisfying in that interaction. And then so that he could get it on the record, he ended up calling the police, and the police were like, what do you expect? You live so close to, you know, all these bars. And he's like, well, it wasn't like this when I moved in. I'd like to try to make... You know, then the cars drive by and the taxis, now the same people drive by and they yell at him as they're driving by. And he's like, officer? So all of this happened. And he came to me and he's like, you know, I feel like I did everything right. And I just got shit on. You know, I just like, they won. You know, I just like, they just, I feel terrible. I'm all like, ugh, you know, And I was like, you know what? Let me see if I can try to reframe this. Because that sounds horrific. The only thing that would be worse is if they actually physically assaulted you. But basically, you took on this massive negative energy. Negative, 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 negative. And you took the highest road possible and just said, I'm going to not meet your anger with anger. I'm not going to meet your fist with a wall. I'm just going to try to absorb and deflect as best I can and try to just do what I know to be right. And it can be easy to think that if you looked at that chapter from the time that he talked to the owner to the time that they drove by in a cab and yelled at him, that the high road sucks. And I said, well, let's think about it differently. What if you think of it, the game is differently. The game is not, can I get people to stop acting like assholes? The game isn't, can I try to make the world fair? The game isn't, can I try to stop any bad people in the world? The game is that all of those bad people is actually the terrain, the board. That is the field that we're playing on. And all of these assholes are, you know, these are the draw card. Oh, I got to deal with this now. How am I going to deal with it? And so the way I see this, as you tell me the story, is, dude, you just hit it out of the park. You just got just slammed with the most gnarliest of challenges. And the universe testing you, and you passed with flying colors. Now, you feel aggressive, you feel like terrible right now, and you feel, because of course, you've taken on all this energy, and everyone I know, outside of maybe my grandpa and the Dalai Lama, when you receive that energy, it takes a little bit of time to kind of get it out of you. It's a pretty enlightened master that can take that kind of aggression and just go, whew. So that's all normal. That's the bruises and the bumps of the game, but you won! The problem is, those, if you just measure it in that group, those people are probably like, huh, that chump, we showed him, we win! Meanwhile, they have their lives and their unexamined lives to live in and to be with, and where the peace of taking the high road is not a part of their lives. And so when you can reframe the situation so that they're playing this game, if I win this game, I'm still an asshole. If I win this game, I still have a garage full of motor vehicles and jet skis and stuff, while I know there are people that I know and love that are suffering. I still die with toys, but without knowledge that I was a good person. Our culture plays that game. Our media plays that game. Our economic system is all about that game. And so we have to, however, whether it's joining together once a week here, or with friends, or with books, or with whatever it is, to be like, wait a minute, I don't play that game. Or I don't want to. Or I don't want to play it with the same fervor that would make me sacrifice the game that I'm really playing, which is, how can I be my best self? How can I be most in alignment with my highest loving, divine vibration? And now, that doesn't mean you always do it. It means you're always trying. You're always trying. And so when you have a situation like this, even if he would have, you know, yelled back or said, knock it out, I mean, whatever, that's still pretty good. You do the best you can. And you just, it's playing the game that actually matters. Now, we're told as a kid, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. It's how you play the game. That was not my experience growing up. I don't remember ever, you know, hanging out with the rest of the kids that were, you know, at the end of a kickball game and going, oh man, they really killed us. But we really had a lot of camaraderie out there, guys. Yay! Go Team Spirit! Or maybe you did, in which case, I want to play with you more. But we really don't value that. In fact, it's so deep. Culturally, I believe that we say it's not a bad thing to cheat and steal. It's a bad thing to get caught. I was just this. I'm like, you know what? That's my perception. Is that really what? And I saw this thing on CNN. It was saying that 30% of high school students have stolen from a store, and 64% have cheated on a test. And that's when you ask them. 64% said they cheated on a test. And why? Because it does matter if you win or lose. It doesn't matter how you play the game. In the eyes of our culture. That's what we teach. Look at who our leaders are. Look at how, I mean, politicians say, nope, never did that. Oh, you actually have footage of me doing it? Yeah, okay, I did it. And up until that time, we consider them awesome. Up until someone is caught cheating on their wife, we kind of say, whatever, you're good. And we certainly value someone who creatively stretches, bends the rules, and ends up being a financial success. We think that's awesome. We don't shun somebody because they, you know, sent jobs overseas and destroyed our economy while they made themselves rich. We just say, it's clever, you're rich. Can I borrow some money for some tea? Anyway, listen to this quote I just saw. They were interviewing, and this kid said, this is a high school student, what's important is getting ahead. The better grades you have, the better school you get into, the better you're going to do in life. And if you learn to cut corners to do that, you're going to be saving yourself time and energy. In the real world, that's what's going to be going on. The better you do, that's what shows. It's not how moral you were in getting there. And you know what? Of course he thinks that. That is our cultural belief. But what I'm suggesting is that when you play the game, that cultural game, the opportunity to win is almost non-existent. It's even when you have a victory, you have to keep. And because we know the world is filled with assholes and cheaters and all these things, it is a constant battle to try to feel some feeling of victory. And most of the time, it's not. It's a feeling of like, But if you instead switch the game so that it's not about being a success by those terms in this world, but instead say, the world is the playing field, the game is how can I be my best self within it? Then you can win in every single moment. Every decision you make, every day, you can be in a place of, I'm doing it. I'm doing the best I can. Winner. Win, win, win. And of course, you're going to have people who are going to yell at you and drunkenly and make you think, you should play our game because you suck at it. Face. But if you can remember, wait a minute, that game sucks. Even when you win that game, it sucks. Even when you win that game, you're teaching your kids to be a jerk. I remember seeing a father dragging his kid across the street, you know, kind of like lecturing him for something he'd done. And all I heard was him say, no, listen, you screw them before they screw you. I was like, oh. But how many of us are taught that in some way or another? Games like Survivor, celebrities like Trump. Our culture is all about that idea. Like, look, if you win, if you get insider information, just don't get caught. If you want to go over the speed limit, fine, just don't get caught. If you want to be creative with your taxes, just don't get caught. And so we have this, that whole system is based on you have no receiving of that much higher joy that is related to the true purpose of your life. If you think that the meaning of your life is what you can acquire, you know, in that very simple, narrow frame, you are doomed to be unhappy. If you can think that, oh, the game is actually about my spiritual, personal evolution, you may do good in that realm, but you can win and be happy no matter what. And as I personally have tried to shift into that realm, I realized how simple, tiny things can light up my world, can make me feel so good about myself and that, you know, I'm a winner. Not because I did anything grand or achieved anything or accomplished anything, but simply because I went, oh, in that moment right there, I made a choice that was the high road. So the way I look at all of this is kind of like when I remember being a kid once. We're at my grandparents' cabin where they had this old pool table, and you know it was kind of run. The bumpers weren't that good, and there were chips and everything. And so the kids would go upstairs, and we didn't know how to play pool, so we would make up our own games. You know, like how many walls can you make a ball hit? You know, how dun 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 dun. Yay, that was 4. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, that was 3. You know, that kind of game. I remember playing that for hours and having so much fun. And then a parent coming in and being like, what are you doing? No. This is how you play. This is how you play pool. And so here we were playing a game where everybody wins every time. We're just having fun. And we were told that that was the wrong way to play. The right way to play is that one person has to beat another person. And here are the rules. I was like, wow. How much of what our lives could be like would be like throwing pool balls around and giggling and laughing? How much of things that potentially are joyful things do we not give our energy to? Do we not even pay attention to? Because we have been trained in the one game is that our culture matters. You know, these kids believe, look, you gotta, you know, do what you can to get ahead, because that's the game. How different would it be if we were all reminded that the winners are the ones who get the most best sleep, maybe happiest, most content, most artistically fulfilled, least shy, least anxious. These are the things that, you know, we could start to value in the game that you play with yourself. So let's all just kind of give a couple or bump up a few notches in our actual belief that it doesn't matter if you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So let's play the Hug Nation game. And wherever you are right now, grab yourselves by the shoulders. And know that everybody in your world, even those that are caught up deeply in the acquisition game, are just playing a game. And deep down, they have that same dormant game that we have too, of being their best selves. They just don't even really know that it's there. They might not even be aware of how much deeper joy and contentment it can bring. Heck, we know about it, and it's still hard to remember all the time. So let's forgive them. Let's forgive ourselves. Let's acknowledge that there is so much joy and appreciation and gratitude that can be found everywhere in how we play the game. And that when we can shift that and recognize that everyone around us, doesn't matter what they're doing, we don't have to get too caught up in what they're doing. What we have to do is be our best selves and celebrate the opportunity we have, the free choice, the free will we have, not so that it can get us ahead of anyone else, so that it can get us to be our highest self. Thank you for following that as best you can. It inspires others. So let's take a deep breath and be connected to everyone, wherever they are, whatever game they're playing, and just know that in this place, in this time, we honor everyone as connected in their perfect place. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Two more. On behalf of Grandpa Caleb and all players of the Love Game, happy Hug Nation. I love you. Namaste.